Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog, my place on the web, where I publish photographs on a periodic basis, and even less periodically add a podcast, an audio blog, to comment on the said photograph or photographs. Look and See can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And today is Monday, May the 9th. We're getting through autumn here in New England, New South Wales, but it's been a very mild autumn. Today was a bit above 20 degrees, about 70 Fahrenheit. That's 20 centigrade, 70 Fahrenheit. And the mornings are cool, but not frosty as yet. And what do I have today as my photograph? It is that which you can find on just about every farm, every property in rural Australia. The farm tip, the rubbish heap, that place where anything that can't be burnt is dumped. Sometimes it's done in a reasonable manner, where the rubbish is placed in a gully to slow down any water that flows there, to slow down erosion. I guess that's one use of the rubbish, usually metallic. In this example, we have old water tanks, cookers, fridges, car chassis, and odds and sods that won't burn in the property's incinerator. So it's in properties like this where the tip, the rubbish heap, becomes unsightly. This is a little bit off the road, out of sight of the house, perhaps, but that bright red car chassis helps pull the eye towards the unsightliness. It's a fact of life, I guess. The property, not so far away from our own place, is a fair distance from the town's dump. And I guess in years gone by, it wasn't so simple a matter to get the junk transported to the official tip. And why not just dump it down the paddock, where nobody's going to notice? Well, the photograph itself is really just recording the scene. There's nothing special about the photograph. We have the parched brown paddock. I heard in the news the other day that now over 90% of the state is drought declared. We've had a few millimetres of rain this month, about three. Nothing worth writing home about. It's certainly not going to help change the brown into green, especially as the growing season is coming to an end. A couple of gum trees in the picture, large eucalypts. For some reason, they attract the rubbish. I guess people are pulled towards them to dump the rubbish. There's another scene that I've thought about photographing this afternoon, where there are two old utilities, pickup trucks, parked, if you like, under a tree near another house. I suppose one of the reasons why they're not dumped in the middle of the paddock is that that might have been a useful growing space. If crops were grown, you wouldn't have been able to have anything sown or cropped where the rubbish was. But in this area, in this part of the country, it's mostly sheep, mostly grazing properties, rather than crops. So there we have today's photograph for Look and See, recording rural life in New South Wales. And today, May the 9th, 2005, if you'd like to email me, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. I'm Gordon Smith. Until next time, bye for now.